When Nikita Oliver ran for Seattle mayor this year, she said the city needed a leader who's going to reject the status quo and bring a new vision to the city. She barely missed getting into the general election, but her vision shaped the mayoral campaign and the conversation about what kind of place Seattle should be. As KUAW's race and equity team looks back on 2017, Catherine Banwell asked Oliver what the past year has meant for her.
This year has actually been very unexpected for me, and has really presented an opportunity to think strategically, but also creatively about how do everyday residents, how do on-the-ground grassroots organizers begin to grow the ways in which we involve ourselves, not just in politics from the place of protest and informing policy, but how do we partner inside and outside to strengthen the ways in which we actually protect our neighbors.
One of your campaign themes said, "The current state of bureaucracy is a manifestation of what happens when bigotry and racism go unchecked and unchallenged." How do you think bigotry and racism issues were addressed in Seattle in 2017?
I wouldn't say they were addressed at all. I would say they were revealed and brought to the surface. I know that during the campaign, there was a lot of use of the word equity, and not just from our campaign, but from a lot of the campaigns talking about racial justice and equity and equality. But for a lot of the candidates, knowing practically what that means for an everyday Black or brown person, they didn't always know how to put that into words. And one of the things that I think has gone untalked about since the general election was, yes, we elected a lot of women to city government this year, and we elected a white, wealthy woman to our city government. And there's a level at which that makes us feel very progressive. We now have our first woman mayor in 91 years. But for better or worse, Mayor Durkin does not necessarily look much different than a status quo Democrat. I think Seattle really has to grapple with what kind of progress do we want? Is it based upon how much money our city generates, how many people move here each year, or is it going to be based upon whether or not the folks who have made Seattle what it is have the right to stay here? And that includes Black and brown families. And so Seattle's at a huge turning point. We get to make some big decisions in the next few years about how we engage in racial equity work. And I think the key to doing this work is going to be ensuring that the most impacted peoples, that Black and brown peoples, get the opportunity to not only inform that change, but lead it, get to decide where the resources go, what the resources look like, what the programs and policies are, and then get to be in the driving seat of implementation.
What was one unmet need you saw in your community this year?
I think police accountability is going to continue to be a very challenging conversation in this city. I think people will say, well, we've done great work. We've made strides forward. But what we've seen, especially since the killing of Charlena Lyles, is still a complete lack of accountability for even when police officers fail to follow procedure. And that, for me, means that a lot of our young people are still very much at risk. Our families are still at risk as housing vulnerability continues to be a huge issue and more people are pushed south. Then what we're going to see is the issues that were not remedied in SPD have not even been touched in other policing jurisdictions. I think policing is going to continue to be a major issue. And unless the policing institution and Mayor Durkin welcomes in, especially young people of color, to help define what success and police accountability looks like, we're going to continue to see these issues resurface over and over again.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Nikita Oliver is an attorney, organizer, activist, and artist. She ran for mayor of Seattle this year. She spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUAW's Race and Equity team.